Food prices around the globe have stabilized a bit in recent months. Gone are the urgent headlines about the skyrocketing cost of wheat and rice. There are no reports of food riots in such countries as Senegal and Haiti. Still, the food situation in many countries remains desperate. That is certainly true in Haiti, as the BBC's Oren Gordon reports.
A three-hour drive out of the capital, Port-au-Prince, and I'm in the Artibonite Valley, the agricultural heart of Haiti. Artibonite is known as Haiti's breadbasket. Today, there's very little bread, and the basket is falling to pieces. Water, or at least making use of it, is one big problem. On one side of an irrigation canal, fields are flooded. On the other side, stalks of corn are turning brown from lack of water. It's Sunday service at the Dune, an impoverished town in the center of the Artibonite. Paul Evra Sauver is the pastor and a community leader.
One of the major problems is you'll see that no drainage has been done. The canals are not drained. So the local people are forced to group themselves in what we call here combit, a group of hardworking men who go clean the canals. It's really hard work. You pick up dirt underneath the canal, and in just a few more days after you've cleaned, it's refilled.
And
the Dune, we can say, is really Haiti's breadbasket. If we're hit hard, it's the entire nation that feels it. In other words, if we get hit by a mere cold, the rest of the country will be hit by pneumonia.
One of the problems that Haiti has with food is that not enough of it is coming out of the country's main agricultural area. In Artibonite, rice is grown and harvested by hand. There's not a machine in sight. Backbreaking work in 90-degree heat. The government hasn't provided much in the way of seed, tools or fertilizer either. It's cheaper to import rice than it is to grow it in Haiti. In the main market in Port-au-Prince with Louis, my translator, the price of rice is nearly double what it was earlier in the year.
You have to bear in mind that the average Haitian earns something like $2 a day. That's not a lot of money. For you to be able to buy food out of $2 a day is quite a sacrifice.
Yes, I can see that this open bag of rice has got produce of USA, stars on the side of it, and Haitians refer to all imported bags of rice as Miami rice.
Before, it was selling for $13. Now it's selling for $23.
There's a staggering amount of choice in this market, from locally grown fruit and vegetables to cheese imported from the Netherlands. From what I could see, the availability of food was not the problem. It was the cost of it. Lillian and Sultan are two stallholders.
For instance, oil, you're looking at cooking oil, that's gone up quite a bit. If you take a box of spaghetti, there used to be 24 packs of spaghetti that it used to sell for $50. Now it's $116. So it has doubled.
What are some of the choices that people are making? Are they cooking smaller portions? Are they skipping meals?
For instance, when I feed my kids, I give them what I have. If I used to feed them twice a day, now I can only afford to feed them just once. All I can tell you is that we're waiting on Jesus of Nazareth to help us. Beyond that, there's nothing else I can tell you.
This is Cité L'Eternelle, a sprawling slum in the capital, Port-au-Prince. Hundreds of people are crammed inside a maternity clinic that doubles as a food distribution center. Outside, many others are patiently waiting to fill plastic bags with carefully measured rations of oil, peas, rice, and salt.
This is Dr. Jean-Francois. His foundation is responsible for the operations here.
Aujourd'hui, si on constate tout et toutes ces personnes, c'est tout simplement à cause de la reprise. Il y a des gens qui passent.
There are people here who haven't had anything to eat in a week. There are the people here who haven't eaten in 2 days.
In Haiti, 7 out of 10 people of working age have no job. Many rely on money sent home by relatives from places like Miami and New York. After last spring's riots, the world briefly paid attention to Haiti's food problems. Now, 3 months later, there's little sign that these problems will end anytime soon. For The World, I'm Oren Gordon in Port-au-Prince.